All right, it's 7:40 on a Monday morning. I'll tell you what, the NFL finally crossed the finish line with Super Bowl 55 last night. The game was kind of a dud. The halftime show drew mixed reviews. The commercials, everybody's got their favorite, and we always turn to Robert Colt at Michigan State University. MSU's Department of Advertising and Public Relations rates the ads every year. For, gosh, Bob, how many years you guys been doing this now?
Well, 24 years, and this was the first year, because of the COVID virus, we connected virtually. So we weren't all together in the same room, but we were all scoring the ads. It's okay with me. I've got a big 85-inch high-definition TV at home, so I was happy.
Well, yeah, everybody gets to see the ads that way. It's kind of a different year. And, you know, I think because this was such an unusual year, anything that looks and feels kind of normal, we tend to gravitate toward. And so last night, to be able to watch the Super Bowl, all the commercials, all the things that we look forward to, that felt kind of nice.
Yeah, I think we need sports, and it makes the country feel good. In the Super Bowl, about half the audience is watching for the ads, and they want to feel good too.
Yeah.
So we want funny, humorous, you know, cute ads, something a little bit different. We had some very serious ads that were really the top scorers when we gathered all of the expert faculty in their area of advertising. The Toyota spot was number one, closely followed by the Bruce Springsteen Jeep spot. The problem with the Jeep spot, and it was a wonderful ad, they just had a map at the end, and they cut off the Upper Peninsula.
Yeah,
so
they did.
Apparently Unity is not including the UP.
Well, yeah, that's a little disappointing to see. Here's the problem I had with – I love the Jeep ad. I thought it was really good. And the Toyota ad as well was really good. But it's hard to remember what the commercial is for. In other words, the Toyota ad I thought was just spectacular. But looking back on it, I'm like, that was a really great spot. What was it for? Is that a problem?
It is. You have to have a branding presence if you're doing that kind of branding image ad. And it was a little late, but, you know, it was there. And I think Toyota just will sit back and say, okay, that was a great ad, and we were associated with it. So it was probably enough for them, but you're right, to really make a sale and be memorable, you've got to have a little more presence. I'll tell you, though, it was very poetic. It made you weep. It was so good.
It caught me, yeah, absolutely, no doubt about it. What was your favorite funny commercial?
I love the M&M's ad. It was just funny and very cute. I mean, and M&M's always has a place where they do a good spot in the Super Bowl, and that was cute. A lot of people had suggested the Jason Alexander Tide ad. I didn't like it as much as some of the other faculty. I'll tell you, Rocket Mortgage had a couple of great Tracy Morgan ads.
Yes, I love those. Those were really good. Those were funny. Hey, they got me laughing out loud, and I think, you know, that's key, isn't it?
It is. I mean, you want some emotional reaction. Again, these should be the best of the best ads of the year, because the Super Bowl is like Oscar night in the film industry. For the advertising industry, the Super Bowl is the big show. So you want something cute and memorable. We had it. I mean, Huggies had some cute babies, and we had, you know, some animals in different places. So there were some things that were fun and memorable, but, you know, we're coming off kind of a down year, and you have to make the decision to either recognize how bad 2020 was, and the lemon, the Bud Lemon kind of ad did that, because it was a year of lemons, and then there were, you know, a lot of others also rans. I think the worst ad was that, I think, that Oatly ad of the CEO playing keyboard out.
It was weird.
It was just weird. And the Skechers ad with Tony Romo was bad. And the DraftKings spots were bad. All of the movie ads are always in the bottom, too. They're just quick cuts and don't really make a whole lot of sense. But for all of them, you rate them all together, and this was just a year where we were just a little below average. They just weren't as good as they have been in other years.
Yeah, it's it gets harder and harder for these companies to break through, doesn't it? I mean, the expectation is so high. It's like shooting for the moon.
It is, and especially in a game that kind of lags, the advertising becomes part of the clutter, and you really want to break away from that. I mean, I feel bad for the Amazon Alexa ad. It was in the final two-minute break. It was a pretty good ad, but I don't know how many people stayed up to the end of the game.
Right, a lot of people tuned out.
I will say that because there were probably fewer parties because of COVID, we'll have to see what happens to the ratings, because the ratings for the Super Bowl have continually edged down, and they were predicting, they were guaranteeing over 100 million households. I think people may be watching the game alone, so maybe there'll be more people, more TV sets tuned in this year than there have been in years past.
That is a definite possibility. The Paramount commercials for their streaming service, I liked them and didn't like them at the same time. I thought they were kind of clever because they were climbing the Paramount mountain, but they didn't seem to do anything. It was just a weird collection of celebrities, basically.
Yeah, very forgettable. You know, and it's nice that they had a presence, but the ads just weren't good. What did you think of the Mike Myers, Wayne's World, and just saying, hey, look it, we've got our token celebrity, Cardi B is here. Okay, gosh, I got that. You know, it was kind of funny, but again, I don't know what really advertiser gains from that.
Yeah, I there was a lot of nostalgia, a lot of you know, stars of years past, like the Wayne's World commercial, Jason Alexander, who, well, you still see him, you know, best known for Seinfeld. So a lot of older celebrities, I thought.
John Travolta,
yeah,
doing his little TikTok dance, very nice. But you know, he is old. He's kind of my generation. Well, I'm a little older, but, you know, yeah, there were a lot of old celebrities, and we were kind of dipping into the past for recognition. But, hey, we were loaded with celebrity cameos last night. It wasn't just one or two ads.
Boy, for
they
sure.
They were all over the place.
I thought it was also interesting to see what was advertised. I didn't feel like we saw as many car ads as we usually do. We didn't see, Coca-Cola. We didn't see Budweiser, but all the Budweiser brands were there.
Yeah, it's interesting to note that Coke and Pepsi and Budweiser all kind of stayed out. We had a couple advertisers in the autos also sit out. And, you know, it's understandable if they want to do some spin that they're donating their Super Bowl money, which is $5.5 million for 30 seconds. Okay, I understand that. But, you know, to really sell product, the Super Bowl is the place to be. And they'll come back because they know the audience is there. I mean, what American, uniquely American show delivers more audience across all demographics than the Super Bowl? Why does a 12-year-old girl watch the Super Bowl? Because the Super Bowl Sunday is the second biggest food holiday of the year next to Thanksgiving.
Right.
And it really is an American celebration.
It absolutely is. And that's what I love about Super Bowl Sunday is it appeals to everybody. You don't have to be a football fan. It's a time for people to get together. Obviously, this year, no big parties, but just a time for all different demographics to get together, put all their differences aside, watch the game. It's like nothing else we have.
Yeah, and that's why we want to laugh. We want to smile. I mean, the serious ads are good and well done and poetic, but give me something that makes me smile a little bit, and I'll score it pretty high. And we had a few of those, but few. We could have used a lot more laughter in last night's game.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Bob, I hope that next year we can do this again. Always appreciate your perspective. Thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us today.
Always enjoy talking to you, Paul. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.